Hey guys, welcome back to You Never Should Have. My name is Faith Job. Welcome to the month of March. Happy new month. Thanks for joining me once again. I'm going to try to make this episode brief because I know I talk a lot, and trust me, I know data is not quite cheap in Nigeria. So today's episode, which is episode 5, we're going to be talking about the 15, not in the order of priority or whatever, 15 I never should have done and I don't think you should do too. I mean, so many people advised me against doing it and I still did, and that is leaving or cohabiting or staying, whichever English you want to use, living with your boyfriend when you guys are not married. In fact, if it's your boyfriend, then you guys are not married. So living with him, it's a complete no-no, and I'm going to give you some of my personal reasons why I think so, or what I learned from having to do that, whether it was intentional or unintentional. I sure did it. A few people know about it, the others don't, really don't care. I'm just saying what I think you shouldn't do, so you don't put yourself in a position where it seems like you are like you don't even have self-worth, so to say. So yes, after the short break, we're going to talk more about this, so please don't go anywhere. Hello, welcome back. So we're just going to delve into it. Like I said, leaving with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whether he's the one paying for the house rent or you're paying for it or you guys are splitting it, it is a no-no. And although a part of me felt it was okay as long as you guys are going to get married eventually, but whether or not you guys are going to get married eventually, the fact is that you are not married at that point in time. And cohabiting is like you've crossed that line. I feel like in relationships you should have that line, especially in godly relationships. You should draw a line of boundary, some things that you cannot do until even putting a ring on it is not enough. You have to have gone before God and all the witnesses and before the law and say, this is my wife, this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with, this is who I want to commit my life to, you understand? So I feel, and I felt it was okay. And this is where I got it wrong. I've always been of the opinion that you can't know somebody 100%, so how would you know somebody so well if you don't get to live with them? But it's not true. You can get to live with them. Maybe you go see your boyfriend a week or two, which is still crossing that line, especially in a godly relationship. You'll be tempted to do things that you did not intend to do. But if you're strong-willed like I am, it's possible you can be there 1 week, 2 weeks, and you didn't do anything, or you don't get to do anything. But the reason why I say that is because living with somebody is an entirely different ball game. You would think that someone not mopping the toilet after they've had their bath is not a big deal until you start living with them and you see how much it irritates you. Or leaving the toilet seat open when they're done, or peeing and just peeing not carefully and you get to stain the toilet seats. Like there's a whole lot that you get to discover when you live with somebody. That's why you see some people, they dated for 10 years, or okay, let me say 10 years. 10 years is a long time. You date for 5 years, they've never seen, you know, and then they get married, and the next 2-3 months they are divorced because they cannot stand. They love each other, no doubt, you know, they really were committed to each other, but they cannot cohabit. We can't stand to be in each other's space 24/7. And that is part of what marriage is all about. You have to cohabit with a person. You have left your home, your father's home, and you are going to cling on to this new person. You guys are supposed to become one. One in everything. And living with that person till the day you die is part of the things you have to do when you get married. So I always felt like, okay, cohabiting for a short while just gives you a preview of how marriage will be like. It's like a preview of what to expect in the actual marriage. But I know I overdid it in my own. So with my own story, I and my boyfriend, we lived together for 3 years continuously. In fact, the 3 years that we were actively dating, yes, we lived together. It wasn't supposed to be so, and I felt it was sweet at first, but now I know it was just for all the wrong reasons, both on his path and on my path. So he first moved to Abuja, and it was supposed to be for like a brief period just to see me. He just came with one bag, and you know, I was living in this self-contained in Abuja, inside what they call Prince and Princess Estate. That's where I stayed. So I had just my little self-contained, because obviously I didn't plan on living with anybody. I even have a problem living with people, to be honest. I like my space. I figured that out when I was in 400 level, when I didn't want to have a roommate. Crazy, yeah, I didn't want to have a roommate. I just wanted to be on my own, so I have my own time to do whatever I want to do. I don't have to involve myself in unnecessary arguments or discussions that are not beneficial to me or to anybody for that matter. And so, So I've always loved to stay on my own. And so when I got to Abuja, I was with my brother's ex-girlfriend for a while. I love her so much. I didn't have a problem living with her. Actually, I felt she did me a great honor by letting me stay at her place for about maybe 2-3 months until I got mine. And then I moved. Stayed there for a while, 1 year, 2 years, and then I started dating my ex-boyfriend. Like I said, his coming was supposed to be for a short time or for a short period, and he ended up staying for like what, 3-4 months thereabouts, and it felt good at first. But then I'm like, okay, you're here, it means I can't, it's going to be disrespectful having other male friends visit me, even if we're like just platonic friends. Or I just felt like, okay, you're kind of cramping up my space. But to be very honest and to be very fair, I actually loved having him around, and so I didn't really care how much I was losing my own privacy and my own independence as a single lady to be able to go wherever I want to go, do whatever I want to do, of course godly things, and just be free without, you know, anyone questioning me, where did you go to, why are you coming back by this time, as if I was married. So I really, really enjoyed living with him, or I really enjoyed his company. I enjoyed having him around. It was so bad that even when he went to maybe his cousin's place, I felt like, oh, a part of me just left. So I think that whole soul tie came up quite early in our relationship, where whenever we're apart, I felt like something was missing. And so fast forward, my rent expired, and I was like, okay, I think it's time for me to go back to Port Harcourt, because my dad is not going to renew my rent when I don't have like a permanent active paying job here in Abuja. So what did I do? I said I want to move. And somehow he was able to convince me not to. The rent wasn't an issue. He found a way to pay it. And before you know, we paid. We stayed a few months in my self-contained again, and then moved to a 2-bedroom apartment, still kind of close to the same area. And then we continued living together. There were so many issues. There were so many problems. Yeah, but we kept on living together. Long story short, We lived together actively for 3 years. First at my apartment, secondly at his. I would say it's at his because he paid for the rent. Even if we looked for the house together and did most of the shopping for furniture and all that together, he paid for it. It was in his name, it was his money. So, yeah. I realized during that period where we were living together, in as much as I felt I could live with him, like, you know, I kept telling my mom that, oh no, I don't have a problem with this guy. Like, I've never wanted to live with anybody in my life, but with him, it feels natural. It feels like I'm living with my, it feels natural first, and it felt like I was living with a family member because we had so much in common. We could talk for long hours. Everything was, it was all funny and everything was just sweet, and you know, he was a nice person, so to say. But this is the problem. It made me too available. In fact, it made both of us too available in the relationship. But I'm talking for the girls now. It made me too available. I was always there 24/7. He always knew where I was. He knew that if I was not in the house, I was going to be in the market. If I was not in the market, I was going to be in church. That was my movement. It was market, church, house. I didn't go to see anyone. Hardly. I didn't go to do anything. I wouldn't go out without him or things like that. So somehow, in a way, I lost my freedom. And sometimes it got me mad. I'm like, I don't understand. You have not married me. Why are you restricting me from seeing other people? Or why are you restricting me from some certain kind of movements? Even if you're on your own, you're doing them behind my back. And so I felt like I was married. That's why this relationship has been the hardest for me to leave, has been the hardest for me to recover from, because it felt like I just had a divorce from my 3-year relationship. So I think I'm already listing the points of why you shouldn't. It makes you too available, and somehow it's my water down your self-worth. It's not supposed to, but sometimes it's a water down your self-worth, because if you're always available for this person, like, you're not giving them anything to look forward to. And that's why sometimes most guys will not even commit, because, well, what is the point? I'm seeing her, she's in my house, we sleep together whenever I want to, we're eating, she's cooking for me. In fact, she's doing all the wifely duties without him having to make her a wife. So why should I even make her a wife? He's no longer going to be in a hurry. I'm not saying when you stay on your own, he will rush and come and marry you, but what I'm saying is that if you leave with him, it kind of plays, it reduces the chances of him getting that ginger to actually want to commit to you. So do not leave with your boyfriend, no matter what. Have your own place. He should have his own place. You guys should have your own personal space. The truth is that living with your boyfriend it's not going to stop him from cheating. Neither will it stop her from cheating. People, you don't need a whole day to cheat. You need just a few hours of, oh, I'm stepping out to do this, I'm stepping out to do that, and you can do something else. It's really that simple, except you want to put a tracker on the person's body. And that'll be like a little bit too extreme, because it just shows how much you do not trust them. So first of all, living with just your boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't stop them from cheating. So don't be fooled. If you think, oh, I'm always watching her 24/7, it does not stop her from cheating. It doesn't stop him from cheating. So just get that out of your mind if that's the reason why you want to live with them. It's good you have your personal space also, so that in case there are any issues, you guys can have somewhere to retreat to and reflect on things. And the reason why I felt like, oh, why am I having my personal space to reflect on things? What if we get married and we have an issue? Doesn't mean my husband is going to go to the hotel and I stay here alone just to reflect. No, the truth is that you guys are not married, so you shouldn't be thinking as a married couple. When you are married, you know that you have crossed that bridge. You're in it to win it. It's a do or die affair. You are there forever. Unfortunately, marriages these days are not even, it's not forever and ever again. People are finding it very easy to get divorced now, but I don't want to believe that's anybody's dream to get married and get divorced almost immediately. So have your own personal space to reflect. If you are single, you are single. In fact, the truth is that even an engagement doesn't mean you're married. Yes, it shows that some level of commitment from the guy's side, but you are not married. So don't think, oh, we're engaged now, and then you just now run to his house and start living with him. Mm-mm. Start doing performing wifely duties. Hell no, baby. Don't do that to yourself. No. Give him something to look forward to. I'm not married to you. What am I coming here to? What am I cooking for you? I can cook once or twice, but don't think it's going to be a habitual something until we're married. Sorry. You are not getting into the JJ until we're married. I'm not saying don't go home. This thing, there are always exceptions to all this. They're not even rules, but there are always exceptions to things like this. But you need to give him something to look forward to. That's the absolute truth. Don't just make yourself too available. You have to build relationships aside your boyfriend. Build relationship outside your boyfriend, so to say. Sorry. Build relationships outside your boyfriend. Get to know other people. You never can tell. I know the number of opportunities. In fact, I'm not even talking about, I know the number of business opportunities I lost in this my 3-year relationship because my ex-boyfriend, he felt insecure or jealous about a certain person, and I'm like, okay, fine, if that person makes you feel that way, I'll cut them off. But it wasn't supposed to be like that. If I had my own personal space, I don't think I would have had to cut people off, at least in that manner, in that very brutal manner. Like I said, I don't want this podcast to be too long, but I'm sorry, we've already gotten to about like 15 or 16 minutes, so I'm just going to end it here so I don't repeat myself. Don't leave with your boyfriend before you guys are married. It most likely will ruin the relationship, and he has nothing to look forward to. He doesn't see any reason why he should commit to you. You, on the other hand, you lose your freedom, you lose your independence as a lady, you lose the ability to build relationships that you would have been able to build as a single girl. You lose the freedom to do what you want to do, when you want to do, however you choose to do it. You become a wife even before you actually become a wife. So all these and so many more are the reasons why you should not cohabit. You shouldn't live with your boyfriend. Don't even live with somebody if you're not married. All right, go and pay visitations once in a while, but do not live with them. Have your own place. Let him have his own place. Boom. That is the end of the story. That is the end of the podcast. I'm going to stop it right here. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a diverse opinion, please feel free to let me know. If you have a different experience, feel free to let me know. I am all ears. I'm all here for learning and getting people's own opinion and even advice on things. I don't know it all. I'm just saying based on my own experience, and our experiences shape us to become who we are. So thank you so much for watching. You Never Should Have is going to end this month, so don't worry, I'm not going to be bringing all the sad stories of what I shouldn't have done and blah 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 blah. Yeah, it's going to end so I can even properly heal and move on from talking about all these things. Honestly, so thank you guys so much. Love you, and see you next time. Bye.